The answer is yes. This broadband money will be used to go from communities that have nothing to communities that maybe there's one house on a long, you know, a mile long stretch that has broadband, but the four other houses down that street don't. How that has been mapped in the past is it shows that that mile long stretch is taken care of. So we actually have to look at the mapping. That's part of how this money will be used. So that is one part of it. Another part is if you look at our rural electric co-ops, they can be part of the solution as well. I'll give you a quick example. Joe Carroll Energy in the northwestern part of our congressional district, they got a $14 million grant a couple years ago to expand fiber. So those will be some examples. We're an area where we have a lot of rural electric co-ops because they've helped bring electricity to our homes, you know, going back to the 1940s. And so they can be part of the solution as well.